Gospel Contemplation for the Fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Music is Meditation Impromptu 1 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever you need most right now. If you're not sure what to ask for, you might ask for the grace of Jesus' healing. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place, where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come. So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were there with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Today, we pick up right where we left off last week. Jesus goes from the synagogue to Simon and Andrew's house and enters. You enter with him. What is the house like? Is it large or small? Are there many rooms or open spaces? Who is present in the house? What can you hear? What can you smell? Take a few moments to imagine what this house is like and to imagine yourself there with Jesus and the first disciples. When Jesus is told about Simon's mother-in-law's illness, how does he react? Follow as he goes to her and heals her. How does this moment affect you? As the Sabbath ends, people from all over the town begin to gather at the door, waiting for healing. See them there. What are they like? Walk among them for a moment. What are they saying to one another? How does Jesus respond to their presence? And what do you do? Let your prayer continue with your imagination. And before you close your prayer, spend a few moments in conversation with Jesus or Simon's mother-in-law or someone else Jesus healed, or with one of the disciples, sharing your thoughts and feelings about what happened and listening to what they have to say in response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer. Thank you.